Rates per mode. Each transport mode has unique characteristics, issues, and challenges that drive differences in rates. By understanding these differences, logistics professionals can more accurately select the proper option for their needs without paying higher rates than necessary. Economic regulations of a nation can have an impact on the rates set by mode. Exhibit 6-49 shows an example of U.S. regulatory impact by mode. Road rates. As well as the standard rate tariff calculations, there are a few additional rates that a transportation manager should be aware of when negotiating road or truck rates. LTL/TL rates. Rates for less than truckload, LTL, and truckload, TL freight are determined by class, weight, pickup and destination postal codes, and any additional services required to meet the shipper's and the delivery location's needs. LTL shipments usually require several handlings. Each time a shipment is handled, a cost is added. TL shipments are usually loaded by the shipper and moved to the final location where the delivery location is waiting to unload it. As a general rule, TL shipments cost less than LTL shipments. Per truckload rate, the per truckload rate is different than a TL rate in that it is a single rate that has been created for a specific origin destination move regardless of the commodity or weight. This is known as a per car rate in rail transport. Discount rates. It is a common pricing practice for a carrier to offer discounts from the published rate. Discounting is used primarily in combination with LTL shipments. Discounts range from 25 to 65% and may apply to a particular class or volume of transport. Shippers must exercise caution when negotiating road rates because carriers are no longer required to file tariffs. They are still required to maintain rates, rules, and classifications and furnish them upon request. As a result of deregulation, shippers need to remain vigilant as federal control and enforcement has diminished. Rail rates, rail rate include the following. Multiple car rates, railroads offer discounts based on volume. For example, if a string of cars can be moved together from point A to point B, the cost of moving several cars together is less than moving each car individually. Shippers who often take advantage of this type of rate structure handle coal, grain, fertilizer, or chemicals. Unit train rates. A unit train is composed of cars carrying a single type of commodity that are all bound for the same destination. By hauling only one kind of freight for one destination, a unit train does not need to switch cars at various intermediate junctions and so can make non-stop runs between two terminals. This reduces not only the shipping time but also the cost. Air rates. Due to the much higher operating costs, air freight is one of the most expensive modes of transportation. Air freight rates are usually quoted based on weight and volume. Weight is quoted in kilograms, pounds, as compared to road, rail, and sea, which are quoted in tons, tons. The calculation used to determine volume for air rates is, air rates are based on the higher of either the weight or the dimensional weight, din weight, which is an artificial volume-weight combination devised to assess air shipment tariffs. It is usually set at 5,000 cubic centimeters per kilogram, 139 cubic inches per pound. The practical result is that freight that occupies more volume than another shipment of the same weight can be charged a significantly higher air rate. Air cargo rates are based on the value of service. Two additional rate calculations that are often used for air include density rates. This rate is primarily used with air container shipments. It is often used when the weight of the commodity is just as important, if not more, than the size. The denser the shipment, the higher the rate. Deferred delivery rates. In this instance, the carrier charges a lower rate in exchange for the right to defer the arrival of the shipment. Air freight carriers offer a discount for 2 or 3 day shipment versus overnight. There will also be fuel and security surcharges. Water rates. Negotiating rates with water transport companies is usually done on a container basis. Most companies start with a published tariff rate. If the volume is large enough, they will negotiate lower rates. The volume threshold can be as low as 12 containers. Similar to other modes of transport, the rate is determined either by package or by weight. Most water transport involves international logistics. Therefore, be aware that there are usually additional charges in addition to the base container rate. Arbitrary charge. This charge is for intermediary port costs, ice break, cleaning of containers, and power to refrigerated containers. Bunker adjustment factor. This is also known as the fuel adjustment factor or fuel surcharge. Currency adjustment factor. This charge is to ensure that the shipping line is unaffected by the fluctuation of currencies between ports. Container yard. This charge is to move the container from one container yard to another. There is a similar charge to move the container from a freight station to the container yard. Chassis charge. This charge is incurred if the shipper uses a truck chassis from the shipping line to load or unload the container. Terminal handling charge. This is also known as the container yard charge. It is unlikely that an organization will encounter all these charges, but it is important to be aware of the additional costs on top of the base container rate for water transport. Pipeline rates. The pipeline rate structure is very different from the rates for the other modes of transportation. Pipelines do not use the freight classification system that is used by road and rail transport. Even though their fixed costs are high, pipelines are unable to use differential pricing practices. Pipeline rates are usually on a per-barrel point-to-point basis, and a minimum shipment size or tender is often required. Multimodal rates. Multimodal rates depend on the different modes being used to transport a shipment. By combining two or more different modes, shippers can take advantage of the strengths and cost savings of each mode to lower the total cost of the shipment. This can be done without losing accessibility or service levels, making it an attractive option for many shippers. Other rate structures. Several other rate structures that serve other purposes are listed below. Contract rates. Contract rates are very common in road and rail transport and are occasionally seen in air contracts. A contract rate is a one-on-one negotiation between carrier and shipper and usually involves a reduced rate for a guaranteed volume or a reduced rate for a shipper transporting goods to the carrier. Distance rates. There are some rail, road, and air carriers that provide rates purely based on the distance, not per unit weight. The amount paid does not take into consideration the shipment weight. Corporate volume rates. This is a volume discount used most often for LTL shipment, whereby the shipper is given a discount or credit for using a particular carrier. The more volume a shipper sends through a particular carrier, the greater the savings. Deficit weight. This refers to calculating a rate for a higher weight that results in shipper cost savings. If it is less expensive to rate a shipment at a higher weight, then the rate for the higher weight will apply. For example, rather than paying for 1,800 pounds, 816.5 kilograms, a shipper actually pays for 2,000 pounds, 907 kilograms, but at the lower 2,000 pound, 907 kilogram rate. There is no fixed point at which this benefit begins. This amount is automatically calculated by carriers. Dead freight. This refers to an amount owed by a contractor who charters space in a ship but fails to occupy it fully. Weight break. The weight break is the quantity necessary for a per-unit reduction in price for the cargo's transportation. It is also known as the weight threshold. In summary, the rate by mode varies greatly. There are many options available for each mode of transportation. It is important for a transportation manager to enter rate negotiations with a carrier prepared to analyze historical shipping data and conduct freight analysis.